How are you? It's been a while, hasn't it? So today I'll be talking about teaching reading, but teaching reading from a different perspective. I won't be talking about teaching reading from the perspective of L1, so literacy. I'll be talking about teaching reading from the perspective of L2, L3, multilingual learners. So what is reading and why our students are still struggling with it? 2 weeks ago, I sent out a newsletter and well, some people didn't take it very well, but, well, it happens. And I was talking about teaching reading and university and college education. So in our college university education, we were talking about reading from the comprehension standpoint. And it's important, right? But at the same time, if you cannot read well, you cannot comprehend. So if you want to go to comprehension, you have to be a skilled reader. And this is where the problem lies. So let's dive in. First of all, again, I have to remind, because I'm very excited that my research is in progress and I can't be prouder. I'm really, really very, very excited. And why reading? Why that research? For the past few years, I've been diving into Polish textbooks for students from the age of 4 till the age of 10. And unfortunately, what I have noticed is that usually we have a little bit of phonics, a little bit of sounds in the younger grades, but we do not teach reading explicitly. I've had parents during my consultations and they say, you know, we've been spending a lot of money on English classes. Our child is attending English twice a week and there are no results because they can't read. And let me give you a comparison. If I give you a book on, let's say, quantum physics in your first language, you will be able to read it. You may not understand it. I know some of you will, but some of you won't, and that's okay. But you will read it. You will be able to read the words on the page. If I give you a book on quantum physics in another language that you learn in, especially if that language is orthographically complex, you will struggle and you will not know how to read those words. And the reason behind it will be that you don't know the spelling and pronunciation patterns, for example. And the same thing is with reading. So now I'm going to give you 5 reasons why your students are still struggling with reading. First of all, most important reason, your students do not have the foundations. And by foundations, I mean literal foundations. So they do not know how to map the phoneme, the sound with a grapheme, which is the letter. That's the fundamental reason. Another reason why students are still struggling with reading is that we do not interweave reading, writing, and spelling. These 3 are like layers in a cake. They have to go together. Another reason why your student is still struggling with reading and you don't know what to do is because they are still struggling in reading in L1 and there is no language transfer. So if your student is struggling with reading in L1, they will be struggling with reading in L2. You can't escape it. Another reason is that student does not spell very well. If students are struggling with spelling, which is orthography, they will be struggling with reading. So we have 4 reasons so far. And the 5th reason is that we focus on comprehension, we focus on checklists and other tools. And don't get me wrong, checklists are great, but they will not alleviate cognitive load if your student does not have the automaticity, if the letters and sounds, if they hadn't been mapped in your brain, you can't move on. You can't move on. And I'm also talking about it not only from researching, teaching and training perspective, but also from my perspective when I'm learning other languages. So yeah, I'm a language nerd. But the point is, if you don't have the automaticity, you can have all the checklists in the world and it will not help. So bottom line, again, you have to be very explicit. The instruction has to be explicit, sequential and cumulative. If you hurry, if you don't have time, and if, let's say, the parents, the caregivers do not have capacity or time to work with the child, they will be falling behind. And why reading is so important? Someone say, oh, come on, we read in L1. Like, why are you banging on about reading in L2? Think about language exams. At some point, your students will want to pass FCE, CAE, maybe CPE, IELTS, you name it. And then that's where the problems start, because they cannot read quickly enough. It's not automated. They are not skillful readers and they are struggling. If they are struggling, you can have all the comprehension techniques in the world and your student will not be able to read and decode fast enough to finish this part of the test. In IELTS Academic, students will be tackling words that come from Latin and Greek. That's why I'm a huge fan of roots and suffixes and prefixes and morphology. And again, if they do not know that, it will be very difficult. And yeah, you can say cognates. Cognates are great, really. I love cognates. And you should be using them. But again, your students should be able to dissect that word and put it together. Without that, you can forget about exam prep and all the other things. In teaching, we say that at one point, kids are learning to read, and then they are reading to learn. The same rule applies to foreign languages. So your students should be learning to read, building vocabulary, building background knowledge, building oral vocabulary, and then they should be reading to learn. So for example, they should be reading longer passages of text, preparing for language exams, even those PET, etc. So this would be it. That's it. This episode is very, very short, but I wanted to keep it short so everyone listens to the very end and you just start applying what I've said from the get-go. Don't postpone it, and talk to you soon.